Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. Welcome to the Thursday edition. This week on the conversation, more emails coming out about Hillary Clinton, and they're coming out like a human on laxatives, folks. It's just ridiculous. Conservatives in New York, please do me a favor. Find every polling place that you can and map out your day on voting day. Vote as many times as you can because there's no such thing as a voter ID law. I'll get into that. Also, Russ Feingold in Wisconsin is saying that Hillary Clinton will probably use an executive order to nab guns. And there were other people in the investigation when they did this undercover video that said that, you know, sensible gun laws should have been passed by Obama, but they weren't. Also, do you think there is a huge double standard in media? Was a question that they asked by Sean Hannity. No, there's no. Don't worry. The media, it's not biased. Whatever. James O'Keefer's videos, and he is from Perspective Virtus, and he brought out videos and stuff that basically shows how corrupt Hillary is, and his Twitter account was shut down for 12 hours and different stuff. And also, the NFL is forced to take, and you guessed it, refund money to advertisers because they did not meet the viewership numbers that they expected. And you gotta love what Joy Bayer said from The View. I'll get into that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. James 3 from the New Living Translation. For whenever there is a jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil in every kind. So kind of think about it as you're going through your day-to-day, as you're finishing up. Wow. This, I want to get into this really quickly because this sums up. Let me bring this up. This sums up what Joy Bayer said and a lot of stuff, and I'll get into a lot of this. It's right here. The problem isn't that Hillary is a corrupt, unethical, lying, criminal dirtbag. Everyone already knows that. The problem is her supporters don't care. They don't care. That's why Donald Trump can say this, that we are a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. Wait a minute. I thought Bill Clinton first said that. Well, he did. And he was praised for wanting to secure the borders and make, because all these illegals taking our jobs affects America and affects the welfare system, everything. Donald Trump was praised for saying that. No, he wasn't. Bill Clinton was, though, for the exact same words. It's not like you could say, well, Trump said it differently. His words were verbatim, word for word, exactly what Bill Clinton said. But guess what? One's praised and one's not. That's the problem. They don't care. Well, I'm voting Pillar. I don't care. We got to have a woman in the White House. Yep. All these feminist Nazis. Got to have a woman in the White House. Yep, that's it. Bar none. You got to have a woman in the White House. That's why we got to vote for Hillary. I mean, you know, but if it was Sarah Palin, they would find anything wrong. Because they don't care. All they see is the R and the D. They don't care. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. If they really gave a crap, then why would Miley Cyrus trash Trump for what he said 11 years ago when she's on the stage dang near masturbating in front of children that are going to the concert. That's the facts. That's the facts, because they don't care. If it has a Republican in front of the name, they'll bash it no matter who it is. Trump should have ran as a Democrat, because then everything he said would be, that would have really screwed up the thing. Then he'd have given Hillary a run for his money, because he could have said the same things and he would have been praised for saying it. We need to fill the Democrat Party with all these Tea Party conservative type people, and they need to preach all this guns and all this stuff, and because liberals don't know anything. They just vote. After she's a Democrat, I'm voting for her. I don't care. I don't care. I'm voting for her. Democrat. Yep. Gotta vote for her. I don't care. Doesn't matter. That's why George Bush, how dare, how can he be running for president of the United States when he's all, there are people in Texas right now that are in prison for what George Bush won't admit to doing, but we know he did it. We know he smoked weed, but that's why he couldn't admit. But you have Barack Obama saying, oh yeah, I was so effed up. I was drunk as heck. I did all this stuff. That was me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he could get away with it on the media. Trump couldn't. Trump couldn't say that. Trump couldn't, because Trump can't even say the same thing Bill Clinton did without getting ridiculed. Trump was ridiculed for all these things. And on the debates, Trump should have said, I want to apologize to everyone out there in America, because I didn't give credit where credit's due. When I was talking about building a wall and stuff, that was Hillary Clinton's idea. It was a fence. She called it a fence, but, you know, same thing. You know, look it up. She, you know, I want to give her the credit, because she's, you know, people are bashing me, and I think it's not because I'm racist, it's because I'm not giving credit where credit's due. You know, that's what he should have done. Guess what, folks? You know, put it back on her. And I like Trump, because he's doing that. He's not just like a John McCain. He's just, I'm just gonna sit here idly by and just let them trash talk me. He's doing, you know, he should have said, well, I know why everyone thinks I'm a racist, because Bill Clinton was the one, no, actually it was Hillary Clinton that said we should build a fence, not a wall, a fence. And, you know, when I said that we're a nation of immigrants, but also a nation of laws, that was Bill Clinton, and I didn't give him credit for what he said. So, you know, that's, I apologize, folks. That's why you're probably mad at me. You know, that's why you think I'm a racist, because I took their ideas and I stole them. That's what he should have done. You know, but that's why these emails that are coming out like a human on laxatives, that's why no one cares. That's why no one's outraged. They don't care. Oh yeah, who cares? Yeah, we know Hillary's corrupt. We know she's a liar, a thief. They know all this crap. But then, and then if they know, they don't care. And if they don't know, then they're just that Barack Obama voter that I voted for Barack Obama. Well, who's his running mate? Well, who do you think it is? John McCain? Sir? I mean, you get what you pay for. And, you know, and Hillary Clinton's paid for a lot of things, you know. I mean, and a lot of these things that are coming out, some of them aren't even emails, they're videos. But they don't care. To all my New York listeners, you need to do me a favor, or any state that, but especially New York. If you're a conservative in New York, you need to get a game plan now to figure out how many voting sites you can go to on election day. Because New York does not have voter ID laws. They don't believe in them. They say they're biased, you know, that it's not, it's racist and all this stuff. And you need to vote as many times as you can. If you need to have 5 or 6 costumes and go into one polling place like 8 times, do it. There is a Democrat that said that they take Mexicans and minorities, Hispanics, blacks, and all these homeless people. And as long as they'll vote Democrat, they bust them around to these different voting precincts and they get them to vote 7 or 8 times because there's no voter ID law. They don't get checked. So who knows how many times they vote? Oh, but there's no corruption. This is on video. A Democrat is saying this happens. Oh, but the problem is the media doesn't care. They're bought off. Who cares? That's, you know, whatever, you know. You're just the conspiracy theorist. Yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist with evidence and videos and proof. Yeah, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I have opinions. And some of them are opinions. And when I tell you it's an opinion, you're going to know it's an opinion on the conversation. If I'm telling you it's a fact, folks, there's video. And you can't say, it's a Democrat saying this. It's a Democrat coming out about this. It's not a conservative saying, well, I think this is happening. This is a Democrat saying, yes, this goes on. They bust people around because there's no voter ID law. But, you know, there's emails coming out because I'm Catholic, and there's emails coming out where Hillary Clinton and her team were bashing Catholics. I mean, she wants to demonize religion in general. She wants to try to eliminate it. She wants it to where, okay, how dare you pray at a restaurant? Well, you know, pretty soon. I mean, I would not be surprised if Hillary Clinton becomes president if there's not a place that is going to be mandatory in restaurants where you have to have mats so they can pray for Muslims. I would not be surprised. Yeah, but it'll be against the law for us. I mean, I still remember the time when. And I talked about this a couple times, that I was listening to Coast AM with George Norrie, and they were, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and all these were supposed to get on a private jet, like a commercial jet that was like very highly secure, and they had media on there, and they were supposed to do all these interviews. And magically, right when they were supposed to do these interviews, they were announced that they weren't even on the plane and weren't even in the area. And guess where they were? They were going to a Bilderberg group meeting. And, you know, you had Alex Jones and them in this hotel, and they're having fire sirens go off, and the fire alarms are going off. There's no fire. They were just trying to eliminate the hotel and get every single guest out of there and to secure that hotel for the Bilderberg group meeting. And there's video of, there's Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama going in there. What they talk about, we have no idea. But my point is, do you want to have, seriously, someone like Hillary Clinton running this country that's basically said that everything in the Constitution is subject to some form of government regulation? That goes against everything the Constitution was built on. That's why we have the Constitution, to get away from the federal government. But for some reason, you have all these people in the inner cities that keep wanting to vote for Democrats and Democrats. I was so excited when I've seen videos in the last like 3 or 4 years where there's a bunch of black people standing up. They're like, look at this. Come over here. And the guy's got the camera and he walks him. He goes, show me a Tea Party Republican. Show me a white person. This is inner city Chicago. There ain't no white people around here. There ain't no, it's only black Democrats around here. Only blacks. Look at this place. It's decrepit. Even the person that that the you know, like the senator or whatever, he has probably a building there just so he can claim it as a residence, but he don't live there. And it's falling apart. You can't blame Republicans for this. You can't blame Tea Party for this. And at least there's some people waking up. But when are the blacks going to realize that they're being used by the Democratic Party? Democrats don't care about them. There's been emails that showcase that, okay, do whatever you do, the minimal you have to kiss the Black Lives Matter movement's ass. But other than that, don't offer to do anything. Don't guarantee anything. Just, you know, just do enough to hopefully shut them up. But don't offer to help or do anything, or, you know, you're not going to do it. You know, we don't like black people, so don't try to help them, or don't try to do anything, or don't try to guarantee any concessions or anything. They just want your money. They just want your vote. Like I've said before in the program, George Carlin said this, that the government wants you to be dumb enough to be able to go to work, come home, go to work, come home, go to work, come home, not realize how effed you're getting in the by all the taxes are taken out of you. They want you to be stupid enough to accept all the crap they're doing. Oh, we need to have sensible gun laws. No, we don't. We don't need sensible gun laws, because then these sensible gun laws aren't going to be good enough, and they're going to have to make them even stronger, and before you know it, you don't have a right. I didn't see anything wrong with the healthcare system we had before. There were no problems with it. You could not, by law, be turned down if you went to a hospital. They had to treat you. Now, if you can even get insurance, you have to find the hospital that will even take that insurance. If. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It is. But there's a lady out there, and you got to watch this video. Look up Emily Longworth. She does a 6-minute 13-second video of a letter she wrote to Hillary Clinton. And she basically is talking about the feminist Nazis and all this. And, oh, you have to vote for her because, see, I'm a woman, so we have to have a woman in the White House. Okay, well, sure, you have to have, okay, what about Sarah Palin? You wouldn't vote for her. Well, she's a woman. Oh, you mean you have to have a liberal in the White House no matter how corrupt, no matter what. That's the problem with this world. 90% of the people that are voting, all they care about is the R or the D. They don't care about anything else. Because if they really cared, they would say, okay, Sarah Palin would be a great president. No. They wouldn't say, if Sarah Palin was running for president, they wouldn't sit there and go, well, yeah, we need to have a woman. Well, what about Sarah Palin? Well, no, we need to have a woman in the White House. You could sit there and take Sarah Palin could be running for president, let's say hypothetically. She could cut and paste. She could go to Hillary's website, take her economic plan, cut and paste it to her website, and the liberal media would criticize her, even though it's the exact same thing. She has cut and pasted it because they don't care. Like MSNBC said one time, if Sarah Palin was a Democrat, we'd kiss her butt. Well, then why don't we get all these conservative Tea Party, you know, Ted Cruz types and put them on the Democratic Party? Then the liberal media will kiss their butt when they talk about having more guns and laxing of the laws. And it's worth a shot. But hey. But this lady, Emily Longworth, It has like 24 and a half million views. And she rips into Hillary and the supporters. But it's not really hard to do that because, you know, the people that really support Hillary don't know anything. They don't care. It's like Bigfoot. They're like someone that doesn't believe in Bigfoot. You're never going to be able to prove to them that Bigfoot exists, no matter what you show them, no matter what DNA. It doesn't matter if John Hopkins, you know, the head doctor at John Hopkins comes out and says, okay, folks, we found these hair follicle samples. When we had them tested, they have found animal samples from areas where someone saw a supposed Sasquatch, and the hair samples have come back not matching any known primate. So whatever this thing was is not in our database as a known animal. We're not saying it's Bigfoot. You know, we just don't have any animal. It can't be traced back to an ape, a monkey, a gorilla, a wild boar, a bear, anything. We're not saying what it is. Just like an unidentified flying object, it's what it is. Unidentified. We're not saying it's from space. It could be a Russian plane. It could be a meteorite. It's just an unidentified object. But there are people out there that there's nothing you can ever show them that would get them to believe in Bigfoot. There are people that are going to vote for Hillary Clinton or a Democrat no matter what. It's like sometimes I wonder why do you have a debate? 90% of the people have already made up their mind. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. I don't care. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. La 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 la. They don't want to know, and it just drives me nuts. I try to inform my viewers. So okay, vote for Hillary Clinton. Know what she stands for. Know how corrupt she is. She was on ABC when Bill Clinton was president, basically saying, yeah, you three women came forward and said, my husband did this and this. You're the free pass. Anyone else, watch out, because I'm going to get you. You're not going to. I will use the whole power of the White House to ensure that you are done if you try to accuse my husband of what he did to you. She threatened anyone else coming forward. So if you try to say, well, Hillary Clinton, Bill is not running anymore, so it's, well, let me tell you something, folks. Those of you crying that Bill isn't running need to understand something. He raped several women. Hillary Clinton knew about it. She even threatened them on ABC, I think it was, or NBC. As being an accessory is as bad as actually committing the crime. So if you support her, you endorse rape and your opinions are invalid. But the people that really need to hear that, they don't care, whatever. Oh, I know. I know she's crooked. I know she, but I'm still voting for her. It'd be like going up and playing, you know what, I'm going to go play poker at this table at a casino. Well, I know it's rigged. I know I'm not going to win. Would you really go to a slot machine that you know is rigged where you can't win? No. You're going to those casinos that offer the loosest slots. You're not going to the one that has the tightest slots that doesn't pay out. But that's liberal logic, though. Me too. Well, actually, I did go one time when I was in culinary school, and I won like the last slot I played. I won like $40 in Canadian quarters, and they work in our laundry machine, so I got a bunch of laundry money. That was when we went up to side story. We went up to culinary school, and we went up to Mount Perry, Vermont to Montreal, and we went walking around, and they said, okay. But we went to this huge farmer's market, and they have guys pull up with like a truck with like 2,000 pounds of asparagus and all this stuff. We can't buy any of this stuff. And they said, meet back here at 6. So we took a taxi and went downtown. We went to a casino, played for like an hour and did all this stuff. Went to a couple restaurants, had some food and all this stuff. And about 5:30 or so, let's go back. They said, meet at 6. And about 5:45, They're like, where have you guys been? We've been looking for you all day. I said, what do you mean? We wanted to go somewhere else. I said, what do you mean go somewhere else? You said meet back here at 6. You didn't say stay here. And we went and did stuff. We took a taxi and all this. But the whole, as I get back into what I was talking about, they have around Chicago the loosest slots ever. Gold Star Casino or whatever they are, like Blue Star Casino or whatever these places are. The Golden Nugget. No one's going to a place that says, like, tightwad casino, you know? We have the most tight slots, you know, like, the odds of winning this slot is 1 in 5,000. No, you want to get the one that has the best odds, the loosest slots, that pays the most. Oh, but, you know, but it don't matter, you know? So, yeah, we know Bill Clinton did this. We know, who cares? We got to praise this man. You know, Hillary Clinton's gonna rob you and you don't care. Oh, we got to have a woman in the White House. We got to have a woman.
No, we don't.
We need to. What? I don't know where. Well, see, when Barack Obama, that was the thing. I guess that's the thing that I see is when, and I've said this before, when Obama won the inauguration as president and he gave the acceptance speech the night that he won the election, after that night, everyone was chanting, Obama, not USA, not USA, but Obama, 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 like praise Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-un. I to this day, that's burned in my memory that when those people were chanting Obama, I just instantly thought of North Korea and all those indoctrinated people that don't know any better, that think he created the hamburger, and Kim Il-sung and all these people, they came down from the mountain and they created everything, and their people believe that they created the hamburger and this and all this because they're indoctrinated. I was, you know, it's not about Obama. It's not about Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. It's about America. That's why I like Trump. He's about America, about USA. Go to a Hillary rally and see if they're chanting Hillary or USA. They should be chanting USA, USA, USA. Because that's the nation we're in. Just like New York. That's why they don't want to have, that's why they want to make it, that's why they want to demonize voter ID laws so that people can vote 7 or 8 times.
I only vote Democrat when I'm dead.
Oh, I know. Same here. If I'm dead, then I'll vote Democrat. Until then, nope. Well, you never know, because there might be a program in there. See, I always vote Republican. I don't, if the computer program in there switches and flips my vote to Democrat, that's sad. But I always hit Republican, and I always check the voter thing at the end where it says, is this who you wanted to vote for? The review screen. You know, those undercover videos that came out basically from with Russ Feingold when he was in California. He's from Wisconsin. And basically they talk about, well, Barack Obama should have passed some sort of sensible gun legislation. And since he did it, Hillary will probably try to do something. I don't think she can, because of the Second Amendment, get gun control. But because you're never going to nab all the guns, but she's, you know, but I think she's going to do everything she can to try to get gun control passed. But it's not, I mean, I can tell you right now, if she tries to do an executive order about gun control, it's game's over, because the Civil War is going to happen. I'll tell you that right now. We will have a civil war in this country, because I don't know one person that owns a gun that's going to sit there, here you go, have my gun. All my friends are like, okay, if the government owns my guns, they're dead. They'll be dead. But, I mean, this is also what people don't understand. This is the liberal logic. Don't let anyone tell you that it's corporations and businesses that create jobs, said by Hillary Clinton. Well, Gary Johnson said this: when I was governor of New Mexico, I had the highest job growth of any of all the 50 governors, but I didn't create a single job. Businesses did. Corporations did. This notion that the government creates jobs is heresy. Because if a government can create a job, then they can take it away. Because the government owns it, not a corporation. That's why, like, if you go to Cuba or China and you have a business, they can take it away from you. Because they basically run the country. But don't worry. Don't worry. The government will fix everything. Don't worry. Governments fix everything. Said no conservative or no real person. Yeah, with a brain. Don't worry, folks, because guns don't kill people. Clintons do. I mean, that's, you know, like, I support my nation. I'm embarrassed to live in a country where Hillary Clinton's even considered to be president. I don't support the way this nation's going. But play the national anthem right now, and I'll stand up, and I will respect my national anthem. I want to get into this story right now. There is a Jessica Leeds. It was a New York Times story where she said that, like, Donald Trump groped her and all this stuff, and way back in the day and all this, and did all these inappropriate things to her. And now we're finding out that after all this stuff came out, that it was a lie and it was fake and it wasn't even real, and the story was made up and all this. And it goes to show you that they're trying to do anything to demonize Trump. It's sad that the media, like the New York Times or MSNBC, they're not after the truth. They don't care. All they're trying to do is, he's a Republican, we got to demonize him. We got to demonize him. We got to make him look bad. We got to spend our money trying to find anything we can on him, because Lord help him. Like I said, I want to run for president to see what they can dig up on me. It'd be neat to find out parts of my life that I don't remember too well. I mean, seriously, this country is falling apart, and they're spending all their time. Well, instead of, hey, how can we fix this nation and make it better? How can we report on facts? No, it's, let's see how we can bash a candidate so we can guarantee this person gets in. And who's going to get screwed in the end? They're going to get screwed in the end because they're going to be in the same country. It's not like, you know, and you're either going to follow her way, it's her way or the highway. You're gonna. Yeah. I mean, this is where we're at, folks. There is a liberal college in Colorado. Where they basically can free speech and safe spaces exist. Of course they can't. I'm going to have a hair up my butt because he said Indian instead of Native American. It's Native American. He said Indian. I'm offended. I'm offended because he said illegal immigrant. Well, if you're coming into this country as an immigrant and you're illegal, you're an illegal immigrant. Get over it. If you need to get incontinence briefs because you're an adult, because I can't say the diaper word because that might offend somebody, put them on. Grow a pair. They neuter tons of cats and dogs, take a pair and Soman. Yep, my cat lost his. He can donate a pair, but here's the problem, folks. They had a free speech wall, and liberals tore it down. Liberals tore it down, not conservatives. You don't see any videos of conservatives taking Hillary Clinton signs and posters and nabbing them down. You know, I've not seen a video of a, because we don't care. Yeah, I'll laugh at a Hillary Clinton sign. Oh my, there's someone with that lady. I just want to kind of go up to the house and say, how can you support someone like this? What's your reasoning behind it? I want to know this. Because I don't know how everything we know about her, anyone can still want to vote for her. Kind of like an Officer Barbary here, you know. We got 12 rapes, 46 mysterious deaths, one dead ambassador, 10 investigations, one impeachment hearing, and one disbarment. But nothing to see here. Move along now. Okay, who cares? Nothing to see here. I don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, and I guess that's what frustrates me, because I try to educate people. I try to, okay, vote for who you want to vote for, but know what they stand for. You want to vote for Gary Johnson? Great. Know what he stands for. I don't think he has a shot in heck of doing anything. I mean, because look at what Ross Perot did. He was polling way higher. Like I said on Tuesday's show, I'm like, I want to find where these people are that said that I would do everything in my power to ensure Hillary Clinton does not get the nomination. I want to know where they are and see what their thoughts are now. I want to know where they are now. I'm just, you know. Because it just makes me wonder, like, what, I don't, do they have a brain? Do liberals really have a brain? I mean, do we need to go find the Wizard of Oz? These people need brains. I don't know if they have that many, but I mean, I don't know what their logic is, what their thinking is. You know, when you know somebody is that corrupt, but you still support them. But then I always see people looking at conservatives as someone that wants you to do what you're supposed to do, earn a living. But you have so many people taking advantage of the system. Well, since I got kids, they can't take my welfare away from me, and I'm getting $1,500 a month. I can't make that. I can't go to McDonald's and earn that. Well, that's because at McDonald's, that's a learning job. That's where you learn how to put on a company belt and a company pair of pants and a company shirt, and you learn to show up on time, and you learn how to drop fries and take orders. That's a learning job. It's not meant to be a career. I mean, I'm not saying you can't be successful at McDonald's. I'm not saying. But I don't get, you know, at some point there needs to be, okay, well, how do we deal? How do we make, okay, yeah, you got kids, but there needs to be some way to vet people. So, okay, yeah, at some point you have to say, okay, yeah, you got kids, but you know what? You're going to have to start fending for yourself. We're going to have to start saying, okay, you need to show, okay, you got a year, and then we got to cut the benefits. You can't tell me in a year you can't find work. But supposedly they can't, because I got kids. You know, when our forefathers came here, they didn't say, where's the government? I need help. No, they said, okay, how about this? We'll cut down the logs our buddy over here has a mill. He'll cut them, and these guys will help put up the places to live. We'll cut down trees, they'll mill it, and they'll build. And we'll work together as a team. Oh, do I wish we had Kennedy back. You know, ask not what our country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Now it's, someone's paying for my, no one's telling me that they aren't going to put money on my EBT card. I got to feed my kids. Well, then do something about it. Maybe the time you spend waiting for them to take your EBT card and put money on it, maybe you could have had something, maybe you could have done something. Because then, what are your kids going to grow up? Your kids are going to see, oh, so I just have to wait at a place like this, and this card that I get, they're going to put money on it, so I don't really have to do anything. What kind of example is that leaving your kids? They don't care. They don't care. I know when I grew up, my mom would just complain until they put money on that card. So, you know, my dad sacrificed a lot when I was a kid so we could have and do and go. He instilled on me, just like my wife was instilled by her parents, you want it, you got to earn it, you got to work for it. Yeah, I have a couple drums that were given to me as gifts. That were given as gifts.
Oh, okay.
But most of them, except for the drum set that my parents bought me, like I have a Remo Djembe, 16-inch. I got that at McGuire Music and Sounds, like customer appreciation sale. And I got a discount. You know, I try to get deals, but I want to know that I have it and I paid for it. I want to earn what I have. You know, those Grateful Dead jackets my wife accidentally got at like midnight. We earn those. We can wear them with, look. Think of having a jacket that someone, that you borrow off of someone. Eventually they're going to say, hey, buddy, give me my jacket back. Where if you paid for it and you have it, it's yours. Yeah, not liberals. Someone's going to pay for my kids. Okay, my EBT card has nothing on it. What's going on? They've had issues where they've had glitches in the system, and you'll see like 20 carts at the grocery store with no one. And I mean no one. I mean, okay, there's no one there. The 20 people left because there's no money in their cards. And when you look at what they have in their groceries, I mean, when emails come out, well, first of all, we already know the DNC helped Hillary get the nomination. They have to give, Hillary had the town hall question in advance. She is that bad that they have to give it to her in advance to help her out. I mean, she needed help to beat a senile socialist. And now it's like when you have Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, when they can't just get their message out with the facts. They have to distort the truth to get what they want across. I mean, if a $15 minimum wage was great, you wouldn't need to distort someone or get them to screw up or whatever to get your opinion across. Sean Hannity asked a question, and we already know the answer to this one, but is the media biased? And it's, nope, not at all. Nope, media mind, no, no way. Nope. Nope, they're not biased. They're in bed with Democrats. They're in bed with Democrats. There's a difference. But, biased in bed, what's the difference? You know, who cares? You know, them wonderful liberals. You know, and Mike Pence was talking like, and basically like, we're fed up with this. And I guess I get this question asked a lot. What do? We just got to fight and keep.
Will we win?
I don't know. But I want to try to avert a civil war. And if Hillary gets in, I think that's where this country's headed. And guess what? I honestly, I've been thinking about this a lot. I honestly think she will try to nab the guns in the Second Amendment. And then if we try to revolt, she'll call for a national police state. We got to have a national police because cops are not most of them support the Second Amendment. And if you sit there, well, if they're a government police force, guess what? They're going to have to do what she says because they're government. You know, and I could see that happening. I could see her trying to nab the Second Amendment. And if we don't go with it, hey, and we revolt. Okay. Because this country is already at war with each other. Thank you, President Obama, for that. Thank you for making race relations the greatest they've ever been since the Civil War and the Civil Rights. That's why I'm glad a lot of people don't watch the media because that's why I think a lot of this Black Lives Matter movement was started, because some of the things they've tried to push while Obama was president, it never amounted to anything because no one watches the news. And hey, if we can't get people to do this stuff via the TV and the news, let's bring it to them in real life. And that's what you got. It's the smart people that know this. But you have people like Joy Behar on The View that said, I'd vote for a rapist if he was a liberal. That proves what I've said all this time, that they don't care. If he's a liberal or he's a progressive or he's a Democrat, no matter what it is, they'll vote for him. Jesus Christ could come down as a liberal and they'd vote for him, even if they're atheist. Just because he's a liberal. Well, you know that's the Son of God, right? He's a liberal, I'm voting for him. Well, how can you? You don't believe in him, you're atheist. They would find some way to justify what they were saying. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And it just infuriates me when you have like diarrhea like that on TV that gets paid. Oh well, you know, I would vote for a rapist. Yeah, I'd vote to have him thrown in jail and have his thing cut off. That's me. But, you know, if he was running for president, I'd vote for him. Well, that's how Bill Clinton became president, and no one cared about the fact that that's why the liberal media didn't care about the fact that he was having affair after affair after affair. Donald Trump says something 11 years ago, and everyone has their panties in a wad. It's just one of those things, folks. It's just one of those things that we have to put up with. You know, how the liberal media loves... I don't really call it the liberal media. Most of the time I call it the state media because to me it's government run. You know, it is government run. You know, but then, and I have friends that won't even call it the media because they say it's so corrupt. It's not, they don't even, you know, you have to go to like the Young Turks or someone like me to hear stuff. It's not. They report on whatever they're basically told. You know, there have been several letters that have been shown to CNN and to the New York Times where they basically tell their people, you will do nothing, and I mean nothing, to put Barack Obama in a negative light. You want to keep your job? You make him look like he's Jesus Christ. And how is that journalism? If that's what you're being told, how can you honestly report what goes on if you're basically told, if you're basically threatened, if you make Barack Obama look bad? How is that media? Well, again, there's more reports out as we move into some sports news that the NFL is actually being forced again to refund advertisers' monies, because they basically, when you advertise, okay, we're going to grant you, I'll get you 20,000 viewers, whatever, 1,000 viewers, 20,000, 20 million, whatever the case may be. And if you don't meet those numbers, they will have to refund. I mean, if it's under a little bit or whatever, you know, that's okay. But if you're like 30% under or 40% under, they have to refund advertisers' money, and that's what they're being forced to do. Because when you have someone like Roger Goodell supporting all these people and not standing up for the national anthem, you know, people are not watching in big numbers. And it just makes me sick, you know, because I'm not going to disrespect my country, but I don't agree with the way it's going. And every time you turn around, you find more and more articles about how the NFL is just losing viewership left and right. And until they do something about the people that have disrespected the national anthem, it's not going to get any better. Oh. If Roger Goodell came out and said, hey, you know, these people are suspended indefinitely or this or that, you know, okay, you can disagree with the national anthem or the way this country is going, but you do not disrespect this or that, you know. You would never see that in England. You would never see them disrespect their national anthem in the European Football League, never. Never. But, you know, that's how it goes. It's just sad because I know that you would never, ever see that. And it's going to be nice this weekend to actually get back to some European football after the week off. And it's going to be neat to see how that week off has affected players and stuff. And I know a lot of the players, they have set routines, and they'll even get into, like, and they'll do things, rituals that they do on game day, whether it's Sunday or Saturday, just to keep them in so that they don't have that time off. And because I remember they asked Wayne Gretzky one time, would you ever consider coming back? He goes, oh, no, because even when I was playing full-time, even in the off season, I got up at this time and I exercised and I weightlifted and I did all these things to keep myself in shape, and I kept a routine going, you know, and a lot of the Premier League players will have a routine that they, this is what I do on game day, and I follow that all the time. Even when we don't have, if we have a, the only time they really wouldn't do it is if they had like, it was, if they had a week off for national play and they went to play with their national team, you know. But if they had a week off where they didn't play, they would still follow their normal routine. They just wouldn't have the game just to keep them, their mindset going. And, you know, and it's just, I guess I like European football a lot because they're seen as, I'm a mentor. People, kids look up to me. It's, I don't take my thing lightly. Now there are some that, you know, that have issues But compared to what goes on like in the NBA and the NFL, there's virtually nothing in European football because they don't, you know, you don't touch a referee. You get a red card and you're ejected because they are seen as an authority figure and you don't question authority. If they say, you know, you can say, hey, I want clarification, sure, but you sit there and you know, you don't put your hands on somebody, basically. And it's just, you know, some people think it's, how can you watch a 1-0 game? That's so boring. I said, then you're watching a different game than I'm watching. Because when you know, there's so many times where it's an inch away and it would be in the goal or an inch away and you'd totally miss. You know, and it's just exciting. It's going to be great to get back into the swing of the football and watch some games. I'm off Sunday, so I'll be able to watch some of them in the morning. And then I got 2 days off next week because I go see, I got my appointment with my muscle doctor, and I got to start writing down questions, things I need to ask and stuff I want to know and whatever, you know. So I'm a busy, busy, busy guy. Because last night where I work, I did a history of drums presentation. So I spent from like 1 o'clock, 1:30 setting up all these drums. And then I kind of got mad because we get home and lo and behold, almost done. And it starts downpouring and we're trying to bring in everything when it's raining. And of course, I'm pooped and so is my wife. And, you know, and it's just I do so much. And then because it was off that day and then that morning, I run a support group and I was talking to people and doing stuff there. And then it was this morning that I'm like, okay, I haven't written my conversation. So I had to get that set up and everything. So I really, really, really appreciate where you're listening from, whether it's LA, New York, Chicago, it don't matter. I really appreciate that you tune in every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you have anybody that would be interested in the show, give them a shout out, you know, have them listen in and tune in. That's how we get this thing going, by getting people involved, you know, and it's just, yeah, we're going to, but I want to leave with this. I get this asked all the time. How do you educate the people? And you can't fix stupid is what I always tell people. You can tell someone how corrupt Hillary is. You can tell this is or that. You can show them the evidence, but it's up to them to make the decision to say, wait a minute here. You know, that's why you'll have all these liberals that will be like, okay, what's a deal breaker? I can't vote for someone that voted for the Iraq War. Well, Hillary did, and you're going to vote for her. Well, you got to have some concessions with, you know, people that you're voting for. Well, if it was Trump, you wouldn't say that you need to have some concessions, you know. You're going to be like, hey, this is how it is. Take it or leave it. If he voted for the Iraq War, I couldn't vote for him, period. But if it was Hillary Clinton that did that, well, you know. So, with a firm, mutually pledged to each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.